How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Action After. This week, we're sitting down and looking at Carrie Jack's Action After item, plural items this week, which was doing some soul mapping. All right. Now, Carrie Jack on our last episode gave us some beautiful nuggets as far as how you can break down your life, how you can start to look at, are you in balance, out of balance, and how can you, with a decent amount of ease, put yourself back into balance. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to go through the 10 different things you need to get yourself in balance. And then we're going to have a little action for you after, once you've sort of checked in with yourself, so that we can move you in the forward direction. All right. Now, you want to make sure that you have a pen and notepad for this, or pull out the notes section in your phone. But the way we're going to break this down is we're going to go through each letter. And all you want to do is very simply rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 5. Where do you feel you are on the rating? All right. 5 is you are absolutely crushing it. 1 is you are not doing so well with it. All right. And give yourself some grace here. But the first one is going to be selfless service. All right. On a scale of 1 to 5, throughout your day, are you doing a lot of things that are for selfless service? Or is it all about me, me, me? Right? Is it the me show, or is it how can I give? How can I serve? How can I pour into others? All right. That's the first one. Now, O stands for optimize health. All right. So again, on a scale of 1 to 5, where do you feel that you're putting your health? Right? Is it super, super important and it's a huge priority in your life? Or is it kind of dragging along right now? Right? Again, don't be harsh on yourself. Just give your number, yourself a number, so we can see where we are, so we can know how to improve. All right. Number 3 is U, and it stands for unplugged digitally. All right. How unplugged are you? All right. Again, 5 is maybe you are in perfect alignment. You have a beautiful, delicate balance of being plugged in digitally and unplugged. And 1 is you are glued to your phone, phone's at your hand. And give yourself a rating 1 to 5. How unplugged do you feel that you are? All right. Sometimes it's really important to just unplug, give ourselves a little bit of breather from technology, because it's everywhere now. Now, the L stands for loving relationships. All right, pretty simple here. Do you have a lot of loving relationships? None of them. On a scale 1 to 5, where are you at? That gives us the first 4 pieces, which is the soul. All right, now as we move on to mapping, the M stands for mindful spirituality. All right, so ask yourself, are you in touch with spirit? And again, this doesn't have to be, you know, God or religion or anything like that, but just spirit. Are you connected to that part of you, your intuition, your guide, your, you know, sort of internal GPS? Scale 1 to 5. Second part, abundance financially. How well are you doing financially? 1, you're struggling. 5, you are doing so, so, so well. All right, give yourself a rating. The next one, P of the first mapping, stands for personal development. All right, how often are you growing yourself, your mind, right? Your development, right? One of the most beautiful things I learned over the last decade was that if you don't have something, that you can learn it, right? Going from a stagnant mindset, a fixed mindset, to a growth mindset, right? So how much are you developing yourself? 1 to 5. The second P stands for passion and hobbies. All right, Carrie said it beautifully. You have to have fun in life. All right. What is the amount of things you're doing in your life that are fun, that bring you joy, that bring you just making this ride a fun one? All right. Give yourself a 1 to 5. Next, we have impactful work, right? Is the work you're doing impactful, or is it not making as much of an impact? All right. 1 to 5. And then the last one is nature connection. All right. How connected are you with Mother Nature? All right, are you getting outside, spending time in nature, or are you sitting in your house all day long, never actually seeing the sun and getting outside? All right, 1 to 5, rate yourself. And after you do all of these, you give yourself a rating. All right, now the most important thing here is you want to find out what is your number. And then what we're going to do here today for the second action after is I want you for the next 7 days to pick 2 of those things. All right, you can listen back to the audio to, you know, listen a little bit more in detail. You can go back to the episode with Carrie and listen again a little bit more in detail for each one. But you want to pick 2 of these for this week to work on. And the goal is get your number up one number. That's the goal. That's it, right? So if you say unplug digitally, I'm at a 3 and I want to get to a 4. Start doing that, right? Say, okay, maybe in the morning, I'm not going to look at my phone for the first hour. And that'll get you to that next number. Maybe you go this week, optimize health. I want to, you know, improve my health. So for the next 7 days, maybe you go on a daily walk. Maybe you go to the gym for a few days. Maybe you go to a workout class for 2 days, right? Again, these are not supposed to be insane changes that we want to make. We just want to increase two of those categories by one number. All right. So that's the second action after. Pick two of them, increase them by one number. So go from a 1 to a 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5 over the next 7 days. All right. So go out, go begin executing, get yourself that balanced life so you can do what Carrie Jack calls some happy hustling. All right. If you have not yet, we're going to wrap this week up. Simply ask him if you would go to the iTunes store and leave us a rating. Right. If you listen on Spotify, give us a review there. If you're hanging out with us on YouTube, leave us a comment there. Let us know what do you like. Maybe let us know what's one or two things you got from this that you're going to start to apply to your life. All right. That's all we have for you today. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll talk to you on the podcast soon. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.